This poem is called Flight. From a perch on the front porch, limbs stretched in the sun, a breath of breeze ruffling strands of hair, and having just completed the long trip home, 156 bodies in a tube for 6 hours and 1,500 miles, plopped down 3 hours back in time on a bare asphalt pad. I swoop now with the swallows and hover with the hummingbirds, their wings almost invisible with speed, and scoff at our lame imitation of flight.